The put-call parity relation can be used to demonstrate a large number of things about options. One, of course, as you can see, that European puts are redundant if you have European calls. And you can invest in the underlying asset in cash. If you just saw an equation like that, how would you translate this to figure out how you would replicate a put option? In other words, there's a put over here and there's things over here. Just looking at this, what's the portfolio that you would use to replicate a put option? This is the idiom for what? The present value of the strike price. So you lend the present value of the strike price. SD to the minus T, what's that an idiom for? This is the present value of something. What is it the present value of? Do you remember? The future asset price without any payouts. If it were just S, that would be the present value of the payouts plus the future asset price. But when you do S to the D minus T, that's just the present value of the future asset price. Remember I told you you would see idioms earlier, and then here we see them right here. They'll keep recurring. You'll see them all over the place. So one thing you should try to get used to is looking at an algebraic representation for a relationship between different positions and derivatives, and then being able to say quickly, here's the replicating portfolio that implies. S is here, this is going to be using the underlying asset. This is just a constant, so that's just cash. And this is obviously a call, and since it's positive, you can think of it as replicating by buying. If it's negative, you replicate it by selling.